Hello, welcome to our conversation today with Ms. Eileen Forrester. We're going to be talking about the CMMI Learning Suite, specifically the Essential Service Practices. My name is Shane McGraw, and I'll be your moderator for this podcast. Welcome, Eileen.
Thanks, Shane.
So tell us a little about these courses. What are they exactly about?
Okay, so you hit it right. They are the Essential Service Courses, and that means that we especially focus on the service content of CMMI, and they're just a first piece for a much larger learning suite that we have in mind, and they're really meant for all kinds of users. But what we wanted to do first of all is get the fundamental material in the model that's about service excellence and what those practices are that really help you to have great service, and describe those for all kinds of users. So it's basic model content. You don't have to have a lot of background in order to take any one or the whole group of these. But if you do have some background, there's some depth of content available. And part of the reason we did it is because we really want to break the material about CMMI into smaller pieces that people can get to on demand as they need it, and to select how much content they need. So they're really designed that way.
So let's back up a little bit. Just for someone completely new, what is CMMI in a nutshell?
Okay.
How's this training going to help?
Okay, so CMMI is an approach to making improvements in the way you do work. Really, all CMMI models are like that. There are three of them right now: CMMI for development, CMMI for services, and CMMI for acquisition. And they're a collection of effective practices for doing those different kinds of work: development, service, acquisition, that people can choose from when they're trying to improve their own work. And it has the benefit, CMMI has the benefit of being formed with thousands and thousands of people reflecting on what's the real work they do and how can it be expressed in a model so that other people can also use it as a guide.
Excellent. So let's get back to these courses. How were they developed? I know you worked with SEI Partners.
Maybe
if you can describe quickly what is an SEI partner,
Okay. Again,
for someone new,
Okay. And
how they participate.
Okay, so we have hundreds of partners, especially for CMMI, who do the real work in the world of delivering training, doing consulting work, appraising what kind of work people have so that they can figure out how to improve, and also for some other benchmarking purposes. And so they're really in the field working every day with our intended users of CMMI. So I wanted them to help me build the training because they know the real needs. They're side by side with our end users. And many of them are trainers or appraisers or both. All of them do consulting. And so we did a lot of work to figure out what the real training needs are, and then they helped me to build the training.
Excellent. So how long have these courses been available?
Only for a couple of weeks at this point. So we've just launched them, and they're just the first salvo in a whole bunch more training like this that we want to build. So these will be foundational, and then if you're interested in a particular role, like you're just doing improvement inside your organization, or maybe you want to be on one of these appraisal teams, or you'd like to become an instructor yourself, we're going to gradually provide other pieces of training that are really specific to those roles and those needs and build upon this foundation.
Okay. I know you said this was the first step, some of these courses. What are the future plans? Do you have those ready to release, or what's in the works?
Not quite ready to release. We're working on them as we go. We've gotten some pretty good feedback on these pieces, so we're going to use a similar pattern. One of the things we did in these courses is you have to a CMMI model by its nature is pretty abstract, because if you're trying to talk about lots of different kinds of work and you've had thousands of users, you have to figure out a way to express a practice that's true for all of them.
Right.
But then that's a problem when you're trying to learn about the model, because I can read some of the practices in the model and go, I don't know what that means in the kind of work I do. So we set out with a couple of scenarios. The first two are in transportation and insurance. And then we go step by step anytime we're talking about a piece of model content, whether it's a goal or a purpose statement or a practice, and we ground it in those real world scenarios. They're fictional cases, but we built them with the partners based on their experiences in the field. So if we have a specific practice that is about establishing your delivery approach, We talk about it in the transportation setting, the exact transportation company that we have fictionalized, or in the insurance setting, so that we hope users can look at one of those and get a little more real-world context about how that practice works.
Okay, excellent. Now, most important, how do people get these?
Oh, okay. So they're available through our learning management system. Anybody can register for these, and you can get them either as a single course. So we go with one process area. That's just a chunk of related content inside a CMMI model. So one process area at a time, or you can get the whole bundle if you know that you need all of them. And registration is available through our website, or you can call us if you'd like to get it done that way.
Great. Eileen, thanks for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
The URL that Eileen refers to is www.sei.cmu.edu/training/e-learning.